access to cancer drugs, big issue that we're still facing in Northern Ireland at the minute. You know, we've been bringing you lots of stories about this. Every time you hear a story, it's a very personal experience. You remember Adrian Allen, he was on the Nolan television show last Wednesday night, turned down for funding for a drug called Sudent to treat his pancreatic cancer, finally given the drug last week. And now here's Ailish Khoury's story. At just 30 years old, she's fighting cancer for the second time. After several failed treatments, she's been told she needed a new drug, SGN-35. Now, it's not licensed yet, but it has been used to treat people with Hodgkin's lymphoma through the Cancer Drugs Fund in England. And you'll keep on hearing me talk about this. There's basically a cancer fund in England that the politicians have made happen. And what that is it's worth £200 million, and it means that if a top doctor in England decides that your life can be saved, if you're living in England, this is, then they can dip into that fund and they can help prolong or save your life. Do we have a cancer fund in Northern Ireland? No. Why don't we have a cancer fund in Northern Ireland? Who knows? Now, to be fair to the minister, to the health minister, Edwin Poots, he has said that, you know, he would like to look at that. One of the ways that we could fund that cancer fund in Northern Ireland is to stop giving prescriptions away free of charge. We could do other type of things where we pay slightly more and it would fund a cancer fund. I think they've worked it out that to get a fund equivalent to that in England, because we've got a smaller population here, of course, I think it would work out that they would need something like £5.5 million, and that would be about £3 per head for all of us who are out working. So would you pay that if it meant people who you're about to hear from and others could have access to a drug that could save or prolong their life? That's the kind of political decision-making behind this. 08459 555 678. Yesterday, our reporter Lisa McAllister went along with Ailish's sister, Brona, as she visited Stormont to lobby local politicians. The Sinn Féin MLA, Barry McAlduff, explained to Brona why he thought this could make a difference.
Brona, I'm glad that you're here, because this afternoon, Tuesday, very busy day in Stormont, obviously, but we're going to try our best to reach at least the chair of the Statutory Health Committee, Sue Ramsay, and we have sent a message into Minister Edwin Poots' office, and I'd be hopeful that we could maybe at least meet a Department of Health official to discuss this. You know, we'll try to be effective here today, as effective as possible, and it is appropriate that people with real issues do come to this house, to try to make headway.
Bruna, tell me what you hope to achieve by coming to Stormont today.
I suppose really here representing Ailish, my sister-in-law, Ailish Khoury, and hope to achieve get that SGN-35 drug that she requires to save her life.
We're up against it time-wise here as well. She, you know, the clock's ticking.
Ailish was told last week that she has 3 weeks to get started in this treatment. 1 week is already up, so we've 2 weeks left. So we have to be proactive and try and get things kicked into action for Ailish, because she requires it.
And without it, what's the worst case scenario?
I don't want to go there. Ailish is already, this is her second fight with cancer, second battle, and she's undergone chemo again. She's had intensive chemo and it hasn't worked, and she's also had stem cell transplant and that hasn't worked. So this is her last option, her last resort, and just the family want everything, you know, the best for Ailish, and it's all about Ailish's needs. And it's ironic too, because Ailish had been working for Click Sergeant up until, you know, she started her chemo there again, which is a cancer, leukemia and children charity, and now it's ironic because she finds herself now, you know, in begging for this drug. Really, that's all we're doing.
If I can ask you very quickly, Barry, you've said to Brona there just how important it is that this issue is brought to people sitting up here on the hill, because this is affecting people's lives.
It is. You see, people can't get their head around it. If there's a potentially life-saving drug available somewhere in the system, that one would be denied it. So people really can't get their head around it. It's obviously an issue about health equality to essential health services.
Well, Brona, you've been in meetings now for nearly 2 hours. How do you feel it went?
So we feel everything went very well. Edwin Poots very kindly nominated two of the senior health officials. Sue Ramsay also attended, and she's the chair of the Health Scrutiny Committee. And we had Michelle Gildernew, also present, and Barry McElduff. We met for quite a lengthy time there, and we appreciate the time that was given by all who attended. And just they listened, we felt that satisfied that they listened very carefully to us presenting Ailish's case. And they've raised technical issues which have to be overcome, but time is of the essence. That, you know, time's running out, and that's why we're here today. And a lot of bureaucratic issues, whatever, but it's a clinical decision. Ailish has been recommended that she gets this drug, and at the end of the day, it's all down to funding. So we're just wondering who's going to take responsibility from here, because we have two more weeks to get it, and that's it. So,
are you walking away from Stormont today, Brona, feeling that you have been listened to and that there is maybe a glimmer of hope?
Well, we think so. We hope so. That just to have a wee quick phone call with Ailish there, just before I met up with you again, just put her in the picture, and both the powers that be there, that were sent there to represent or listen on Evan Pitts' behalf. You know, they did listen to us, made loads of notes and asked lots of questions, and we answered everything as far as we know. And the only thing, the answer we haven't got is about the funding. Ailish hasn't been told whether she's getting the drug. She's just been told the amount of it, and she has to have it in 3 weeks. 1 week is up, as I keep saying. We're back to 2 weeks. So she needs 8,000 every 3 weeks for up to 11 to 16 cycles. For this drug SGN, this wonder drug SGN 35. They have the drug there sitting on the shelves, we believe, that ready to go. You know, and Ailish needs it.
Well, that's Lisa McAllister reporting. The Health and Social Care Board say that that drug is unlicensed, cannot be commissioned for people in Northern Ireland. They do say a small number of people in Northern Ireland have been treated with it at the request of their consultants.